Good morning. Welcome back to the second hour of the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. That's the rundown, Captain Mike Jeffcoat this morning. I believe he's back in Venice again. Mike, good morning. What's up?
Oh, nothing much. Just getting back in the groove.
Back in the saddle.
Been in hunt pain. Yeah. Just looking at the weather a while ago, it's cool in Cleveland this morning.
Yeah. It's nice. The mornings have been nice.
Yeah, they have. You know, them mornings I hunted, it was awesome. Unfortunately, them deer just stirred in the afternoon on me, but I don't know why, but I did see a few deer up around 10, 11 o'clock, you know, and going to beds, I guess. I stayed up and watched that ball game last night. Well, when it went 12-2, I went to bed.
Yeah, I think when it was 7 or 8-2, that's when I gave it up. I said, well, I don't think the Mariners turned this one around. Blue Jays bats finally got heated up. Boy, they poured it on.
Springer woke up.
Yeah.
I was surprised that pitcher after that. I didn't think they'd even let him back out there for the second inning, but he was still pitching in the top of the eighth, I think.
Talking about Shane Bieber?
Yeah.
Yeah. He settled on in.
No, right.
He just had a rough first inning. Remember, Hunter Brown used to do that. He'd have a little.
Oh, he'd drive me crazy.
First inning, but, buddy, he'd settle on in, and he was unhittable.
Yep. Other than that, you know.
Well, even Frank Sinatra had to clear his old throat and his pipes before
he got
warmed up and got singing good.
Yeah. But,
well, y'all's flounder season's over now, right? Y'all are shut down on flounder.
Shut down the last night at midnight.
Yep, that ain't good. Because everywhere you stop, you'll start catching them. You know, that's.
Yeah, and the problem of it is how many of them we kill.
Yeah.
You know, flounder's bad about, you know, you don't detect that bat, especially in that current, you know, that a lot of people think they're hung up or got grass on or something, and it's one of them just sitting there choking.
They'll choke
it
down too, buddy.
Yeah, they will, you know, and I don't even try to get it out. I just cut the line off and hope he survives it. Now, redfish, he can do it.
Oh, yeah.
Redfish is one tough beast.
They are. They're very tough and resilient.
Yes, they call them so many different ways down the river. Or different objects and hanging out their mouth, out their gut.
But you know, them flounder are pretty hardy, too. How many times you come in and gone to the cleaning table and that flounder's been in that cooler for an hour on ice and he's still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive.
they can make it quite a while without water, man.
Yeah, be like it a while for losing catfish. Blue cat may log down too. That'll yell off. He can hang in there.
Yeah, those yellows, they can live a long time in a cooler.
Yep. I was fishing up, you know, like stay in touch with everybody. Something gone a week or so. Same old thing. You know, Green River is still hot. You know, we should have them trout poured in there right now. But it, you know, when you still got 82 degree water, you know, that's weird. They'll sit outside in 85 degree water instead of climbing in there to a little bit cooler.
I never understood that. I never did. It's just all of them look at each other and say, hey, we're blasting up the river now. Ball run.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Deal, they go. So, going back to the nearest, I was a cousin of mine, they 4 years ago. He's done seen 3 bucks run over in Liberty County.
Yeah, they're running does now up there.
Yeah, it's bad. I guess it was teased the morning.
While you were squirrel hunting, do you see a lot of rubs and scrapes or anything?
I seen a load of scrapes. I didn't see as many rubs as I did scrapes. They yeah. scraped their weekend as well.
Wow.
And big scrapes.
Yep.
You know, I don't know. The ground's so hard, though, they can eat two ducks with it. All their old hooves up on it.
Yeah, the ground's dry and hard, man.
Oh, we need some rain.
It's like concrete.
Yep.
I don't know how rain's going to soak in when it rains. If it rains hard, it's just going to run off.
Yeah. All them cracks out there, that river bottom, there's 2-inch cracks out there. It's going to suck up a lot of water, which I'm glad of that. I don't want no standing for it.
No.
So, as far as ducks, I heard one bunch of wood ducks like Sunday morning. About 15 of them. They left their darling stand. And I ain't seen them since. They just moved up. I hadn't heard the first big duck at all. But I know Scott and them out there on Eagle Lake and all, they done pumping water, so.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody's going to have to buy water. In 2 weeks, it's deer and duck season in 2 weeks, man. They better be pumping water right now.
It's the same weekend, ain't it?
Yeah.
They are. Yeah, I know Scott got a bunch of shred first, and then he started pumping yesterday.
Right.
Problem of it is, we don't start getting some rain, they going to have to pump all year, and they ain't going to have to keep.
Nope.
Much of it up. I ain't had no reports on offshore. I hadn't looked as far as picture wise, but the last I heard, they were still catching them behind the shrimp boats. So.
Shrimp boats.
Yeah, that's where the big ones are. But the whole problem with that is there's just so much. Them fish are in there in 50 foot of water, and that's shallow. Especially for fall. I've seen them in the springtime in there shallow, but fall time, though. But,
tuna in 50 feet of water, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, weren't you telling me the tarpon went shallow over there? Coon was telling you?
Oh, they went stupid. Yeah. 4 foot. It's crazy after that bait.
Yeah. Well, that dictates everything, food source, wherever the food's at, the fish will be there.
You know, and that bait went to pushing, so that's why they come in there. And I'm sure that river, you know, and that was down there around Northeast Pass, Pasalucha, and all down there. So you got a fluctuation of a lot of river water coming out down there, so the water will be a little cooler. And I noticed the last day I fished, all that fish was piled up in. All that bait was piled up in the mouth of them passes just outside, so you know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out which way they're going to go. But the passes are full of bait. We shall see what happens. And I don't know on our snapper. It was supposed to close this past weekend, but a weekend
the
before that,
water
I was,
snapper.
That was the last time I... Yeah. So then I heard they still got it open here.
Yes, as far as I know.
Yeah, Blake Bonin, he stays on top of that. He told me yesterday that they didn't close it.
Not yet. Hopefully they don't.
Yeah, you know, that's like Venice. I don't know why they closed it over there.
That's something one state, you know, it's different in each state.
Yeah, you know, we ought to be called Red Snapper Capital of the World because, I mean, it's just, they're everywhere. And these young boys, they figured out how to fish that hard bottom stuff, and they got all these locations, and it's just, they running every morning, you know, catch a snapper and come back through, catch a few redfish, and they're back running until 11 o'clock.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty good.
That's how it is, but that's
snapper
the whole deal. You know,
back at the dock at 11, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I don't think I fished past 12 o'clock in the last couple of months. You know, it's just, in the main factor of it, generally I've got my limit, but the way that tide was hitting us every day, all you have to do is, I keep my machine on and watch it. And I tell my customers, and I said, all right, y'all better get ready here in the next 5 minutes. This bait's fixing to leave.
Yeah.
Going straight to the bottom. They said, how do you know that? I said, I'm sitting here looking at it.
Yeah. Screen don't lie, man.
No. Yeah, don't lie. It's the same thing. Start like work on them triple tails. You know, it's the same thing.
Yeah, a lot of triple tail caught this year. It was a good triple tail season. A lot of people caught
it. Yeah, ours is just now. Ours is just now kicking off good.
Yeah.
You know, you've got all them short rigs in East Bay and them down there on the end of the river, and them boys figured it out. Mm-hmm. You know, then they're fighting in the morning trying to find, get the big shrimp. I didn't. Older and ran and told me, hey, nobody else coming in to bait up. Just the guys that work here. You gonna do this hand picking every day. So, they want them jumbos. And I told one of them, I said, you take cast net, probably catch all of them you want.
Yeah.
Well, those shrimp said, they've done started their little migration. I mean, I had them crawling on the boat the other day. You know, when they crawling up your fire pole and your trolling motor,
or they got fish after them. I've seen that in Trinity Bay where the shrimp are all trying to hide behind your engine and around the sides of your boat to get away from the fish.
Yep.
Sound like popcorn popping all around the boat, all them pencils popping them shrimp.
Yeah, well,
man, you have a safe trip back to Venice, and I'll check in with you Saturday and see what's going on over there. But if somebody wants to call you, Mike, give them some info how they can reach out to you, buddy.
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web, RJ Hunt.
All right, man. Well, Mike, have a good, safe trip back, and I'll talk to you Saturday.
All right, brother. Later.
See you now. And later. All right, that's Mike Jeffcoat. Headed back to Venice. Well, the Belleville Meat Market, what a great place to shop. And, you know, they have a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. They serve that Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and along with pulled pork, homemade hot dogs. Some, you know, bulk pricing is available on all their fresh ground beef and pecan smoked sausage. And now's the time to go ahead and reserve your turkeys for the holidays. They're now taking orders for their pecan smoked turkeys. Folks, these are really good. And order ahead, that way you can reserve your holiday bird. 11 to 13 pound average weight bird. That'll feed 8 to 10 people. And check out their homemade stuff, pork tenderloins. That's a big hit during the holidays. Also like their jalapeno cream cheese, sweet chipotle cream cheese, dirty rice, boudin, stuffed pork chops, pan sausage. Check out their La Boucherie stuffed chickens. They're really good too. Their wild game processing facility is in full swing. They never close. They're open year-round. Check out their new sausage recipe, along with their grab-and-go snacking products like beef jerky, turkey jerky, dry sausage, and dry sticks. And the Belleville's been celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name. Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it is 5:18 here in the Bayou City on this Thursday morning. Let's run down to Tiki Island now in Galveston. Check in with Captain James Plogg. Good morning, James. What's up?
What's happening, my brother?
Not a whole lot, my friend. How are you?
Just another day, man.
Yes, sir.
Just another day. Glad to see another one. Man, you know what's weird? I'm sitting here looking. Yesterday enabled us to do something that I ain't been able to do because the tide never wasn't as high.
Yeah.
So, man, that tide didn't come in as much.
Well, and this morning, coming off the equinox.
Well, like this morning, it's 8 inches higher than it was yesterday at the same time.
I see. What time that bull up during the night? It was at, looks like it was at 318 was the high at the Galveston Channel. It was a 1.8 coming off at 04 yesterday.
What was it yesterday?
Yesterday it was a it was a 1.9 at 3 a.m. yesterday, but the low was, you know, 7:06 p.m. You had that outgoing all day long.
Yeah, it rips out in the afternoon. In the mornings, it creeps. They don't do much. In the afternoons, I had to go get, I got in, my old jack plate was broke down, so I had to try to fix all these relays.
Oh, boy. Always so.
I had to run and get some fuel, and it was late, and it was screaming out. But, man, I'm surprised. Fishing been really pretty good. Ain't nobody more surprised than me. The water is, you don't see 80, but you see 79 and some change when you come in. I saw 76. It's 76 and some change in the mornings. In some places you'll move deeper water and it's 77. Shallow, 76. And it's between there and it don't change even when it gets hot. I might have saw 80 coming in from getting fuel yesterday, but that's whatever time it was, 5 o'clock. So it's not really getting 80. It's, you know, if you had to take an average, it's 78, 77.
Yeah, the warmest water's in the Galveston Channel, but like right now, Eagle Point's 79.
Yeah, let me see what my water is right now.
And, you know, it depends. Everybody's machines are different, maybe a degree off or so, but I got you. We're getting under that 80 mark anyway.
Yeah, it still ain't no good, but it's...
No, but it...
We compare all our machines, and we try to... Mine's pretty right. It's 78.6. So
I think when I pulled up next to you one day, I think mine was like a half a degree different than yours.
Yeah, we were real close.
Hillman and I, our machines are about 1 degree different. It you know.
Yeah. I don't like one. Halves, they're good.
No, halves are okay, but one, oh, man, I'm not going to get them today. I'm 1 degree too hot.
Hey, Dana's got some kind of machine. He says, no, man, it's this. I said, Dana, it ain't that. No, I said, I don't care what your machine says.
Yeah, what do you
says.
Calibrate it to? What temperature can you believe and then calibrate your machine? Because you can calibrate.
Exactly. When I do it, I try to see. I'll call everybody, see what they got. Then I'll look at the buoys like we're doing right now. And I try to get it. But, I went Sunday. I said, man, I better even go see if I can even cast and make sure everything I got works. Because I ain't been in 2.5 months. So I just went by myself and said, man, I'm going to go check some stuff. And I went real early. It was dark, like way in the dark. So, man, this is stupid. I'm looking for fish and I can't even see nothing. I'm out here coon hunting. So I went to a little old place and it was all spot fishing. But, man, the mullet was wrapped it up on it. And I said, man, these fish are here.
Right.
And I stayed too long. I caught like 5. A couple of little ones and 5 decent trout. I said, okay, there's something here. And I caught some fish everywhere I went that where they should be right now, just checking. And, man, I probably hooked. I mean, if I had 25 bites, I think I hooked 15. Mm. I caught 12. I lost one nice fish on a topwater. I backed up against this little piece of structure, and I put a topwater on. I said, I ain't got a chance in hell in catching nothing right here, but I did it anyway. And I ain't even looking at my lure. I'm looking at something else. He piles on it, and it's a nice trout. I said, look at this, man. And he ended up pulling off, which is good. I didn't have to take him off. But it was okay. I said, okay, I got something to do. So Monday, we still catch him. We had just a little bit of wind. See, Sunday was calm. It was
yeah,
you know, really
nice. Drop dead gorgeous.
Roger. And then Monday, it was nice in the morning, but it had a little bit of wind all day.
Yeah.
And everywhere I was catching 3 or 4, we caught 1 or 2.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, that
I think we
things.
Did a win, you know, especially this time of year. Then I went to check on this new spot I got. I got up on ground, got up on some rocks, had to get out bush. Rick Monty's laughing at me. He said, we can move the boat. I said, the boat ain't moving. Hey, but we're sitting there stuck, and they catch 2 trout. I'm banging on the bottom. 2 good ones. I said, man, these fish are here, but I'm doing it for wading purposes. I'm not for drifting out of the boat. But the problem is if you walk anywhere off of it, you go about waist-deep mud. So it's kind of a bad plan.
Count me out, Coach. Put me on the bench.
So then I've been wading the rest of the week, and it's been really good. I mean, yesterday, of course, the guys that fished me yesterday, you cannot have seen a trout in 6 months, and they show up and you catch 50.
Yeah. But isn't that called something, how some parties are like that? They just show up and it's like part in the sea.
Dude, it's every trip with them, and they'll fish with me this year probably 25 days.
Well, and you got others. You got others that, hey, you don't want to see them coming because they're like the red tide.
You're not going to catch nothing. You can just look and say, man, I ain't getting them today. I don't know if it's mental block or they got bad karma or what's wrong with them.
I don't know what
it is. But these guys are crazy, man. I said, man, I got so much credit with y'all. I could go 10 trips in a row and not catch nothing. I got plenty of credit. But we caught 30 trout. And, man, we got into the flounder. So only a couple of these guys keep fish, and one guy don't. So I put two guys out. They weren't wearing waders. I said, man, this is good for y'all. It's too deep for me. I ain't getting wet. But they're right here. So I put them out, and we go around the corner there. And I said, I went over here yesterday just to check on it when my guys were fishing, and I caught some pretty good fish in there. A bunch of little ones, but there were some pretty good ones in there. So we ain't got no stringers. We talked about it. I said, man, we might catch a flounder. I said, man, I ain't taking no stringer. He said, I ain't taking no stringer either. Buddy, we hit them flounders, big ones, man, and we start lacing them out. We catch like four or five big ones. No stringers. These flounders are lucky. And we never went back to even go try to catch them. We went down there to them, and, man, I'm looking down there, and they're lacing them out. So we get out right there.
Well, you better get your lace in on them flounder. It won't be long. They'll be closing our season, too. Jeffcoat and them closed today.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, usually if I take a stringer, it's just maybe catch a flounder. But I didn't feel like fighting no stringer. We wasn't keeping nothing. Because Ken and them keep fish. Then I forgot my glasses. I'd tell Carol, bring my glasses across the island so I go get them.
Oh, gosh.
Boy, so I didn't fish at the time.
No, fishing's done. If I forget my glasses, I'm in trouble.
Oh, it's done. I won't care. Listen, I said, dude, just get in the truck, bring me my glasses. Don't ask no questions. But yesterday was good, and I stopped back by there where we were fishing in the morning. We had caught 26. I said, man, y'all see if you can catch four more. And I wanted to wait around this other spot to see if I can even do it. They got out, caught four instantly. Yeah. But there's really not schools, Mickey. I say that. There's two places. It's a school of fish. When you got the schools, it's slicks, it's the bait, it's, you know, just what you're supposed to see. Yeah. All the other little spot fishing things, you catch one or two or three. There's not a lot, but there's a couple of places it's schools of fish. I mean, you can stand there and catch them. But there's one place that I'm fishing, like today, you can't get out. It's too deep. I'm going to go check something else. But, yeah, it's not terrible for 79-degree water, October, sweating. It's not terrible. Yesterday was actually good fishing. We didn't catch very many little ones and a lot of nice trout. Biggest trout we caught, Ken caught one. He just took off. We were fishing this little spot, and we were catching pretty good. And Ken, he goes.
Yeah.
So I just let him go. Well, I looked down there, and I couldn't even see his head. He was so far down there. And
he's on that Gary Wheeler, Roland Williams pattern.
He's on a Roland Williams fast as you
go. Let's go. Let's roll.
But that's good. I can turn him loose on stuff if I want to look at something.
Yeah.
But he said he had two bites on top waters the whole time, and he caught one that was like 22 and a half inches. So whatever that is, a 3-pound trout. But most of these trout are full. You'll be catching them, and they're throwing up like mullets and shad. Not those shrimps. But it's like the same deal.
I guess you saw where old Mikey passed away this past Saturday, right?
Mikey. Yeah. Goober called me, or Mark called me. He said, man, you need to call him. This was the day before. And I said, man, he ain't going to answer my call. And then he called me the day it happened. He had a good run, man. He fought that old Gulf and that old Bay for a long time.
Yeah, he did. Yep.
So, hey, man.
We're all headed there, whether you like to talk about it or not. I mean, that's...
Hey, we're going. Hey, some are faster than others, but you never know, man. It may be my day today.
You never know.
But, yeah, I'm surprised about the fish, Mickey, because I haven't been, you know, I just back started, but... The best fishing that I can see, look, I ain't no expert, and I ain't been but like 5 days, but the best fishing shallow, 100%. The deep water
is
stuff,
October the 15th. That's
it's going to be shallow, buddy. That's what we used to do.
Be there, be square.
Yeah. And there's some old birds and stuff, but it's junk.
It's garbage.
With Rigamonte and them, I said, well, you're going to check one. That's it. There's two of these schools, and it was so nasty, you couldn't even get nothing. I said, nah, this is terrible. But I think, you know, we caught whatever we caught, 13, 14, Monday. If it had been calm, we probably would have caught 20. We're catching a couple of reds a day, slot reds, just like 21 to 22-inch reds. We caught a drum.
Right.
But if we'd have really leaned on them flounders, I didn't lean on them because we ain't got no stringer.
Yeah, you don't have a stringer. I mean, hey.
And I wanted to go a little further up, see if them trout were on this corner. I said, man, let's go see if these trout are up on this corner. So we walked out of them flounders. Hey, they had to be a bunch of them landing because he would throw, and I'd throw right behind him. He'd get one, boom, and I'd get one. I said, man. But yesterday, we probably caught half of them fish on topwaters and the rest of them on any different kind of jig. I ask everybody what they're throwing. Everybody's throwing something different. There's no pattern. You need a dark one. Well, he's got a pink one. I mean, just it's really just throwing where they're
throw
at.
What you like and what you got confidence in. This time, yeah, there's front, they're gonna snap it, man.
Yeah, there's no magic lure. About half the fish I caught yesterday, when it hits the water, you don't even do nothing. You click it in gear, and he's already on.
Click it in gear and set the hook, man.
Yeah, or you can jig it. You know, I told Tony, I said, look, man, just reel it straight, and then about halfway through, start jigging it again, and then start back reeling it again because they're looking at it, they ain't biting it. He caught three or four fish like that. As soon as he would quit jigging and just start reeling in,
right,
they'd pile on it. Because they're really not biting. I mean, they're biting, but they're really not. The bites are
get away bite. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, have a good day today. If somebody wants to call you about getting with you this fall and winter, James, give them a number where they can give you a call, get booked up, get on the books, man. Book them, Dano.
Book them, Dano.
Hey, hey, there may be some open boat specials between now and then, too. Get on the open boat specials. Get on that call list.
If you see me on open boat, what do you shoot, a 308 or 270? What do you shoot?
257. I'll just give speed kills. I'll put the hot rocket on it.
Hey, send it down here, buddy.
Send it.
Send it. All right, buddy. 409-771-7306.
Oh, didn't the Bisbee's black and blue, that start yesterday?
Man, I know it's right now, Mickey. I ain't paid attention.
I didn't either.
I'll ask Cameron.
I think so. It should have fired off yesterday or maybe today. I don't know. I think they start on Thursday, though, don't they?
Probably today. Yeah, they don't start on Thursday. Probably today. You can always tell when the Bisbee's going on because there's a hurricane over there. You can almost book that.
Well, that's true. You can bank on that. That's a fact.
But I'll ask Cameron. He's probably paying attention.
All right, brother. Well, James, have a good one. Catch him up, man.
Save right,
some,
thanks, buddy.
Save some for seed.
Oh, always.
All right, brother. Later, man. All right, James Plogg down at Tiki. Well, Boyd's One Stop, they are the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers located at the base of the Texas City Dike at 227 Dike Road. And, folks, if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to live your bait or your tournament fish than with their oxygen response system. Check them out firsthand at the store. They have all their different size bottles on display, plus their regulators, diffusers. They refill your bottles there at the store. And if you need more info, just call Jason Cogburn, 281-701-8107. And check out all their wild-caught guff shrimp they have there at the store. Whether you're looking for the big 912s or any other size count, you're looking for your cooking, hey, Boyd's has got it, and it's wild-caught, no farm-raised. And their Cajun Grill next door puts out some really good food, and their Santa Fe food truck over there, it's a big hit also. Call them at 409-945-4001 or check them out at boydsonestop.com. When you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5:38 here in the Bayou City. Final segment already. It's kind of flown by this morning. All right, let's go down to G-Town now, right there on Offutt's Bayou, and check in with Sharky Marquez, see what he's up to. Good morning, Sharky. What's going on, buddy?
What's cooking, brother?
Oh, man.
What you got going on, man?
Nothing yet. Just since you're speaking of cooking, once I get off, I'll go home and make some breakfast. How about that?
Well, there you go. For you, it's probably about lunchtime.
Yeah, that's
as early as you get up.
Oh, I know it.
Yeah,
but I'll get there. Well, hey, man, looks like you hit those swords the other morning.
Woo, buddy, did we?
You texted me and told me you're going to the big pond, go out to the wild blue yonder, and, man, you got them.
Man, what a blessing, brother. What a blessing. It was incredible out there. You know, Mickey, it's a tough time of year for offshore as far as, you know, you just don't have a lot of plan Bs, Cs, Ds, E. You know, you have them all, but the fallback is tough when everything's closed. And, so you're pretty much, these trips are heroes or zeros, you know, and it's a, so we're really blessed when we can get a fish up into the boat. We got there, we got a nice, you know, one, a little a smaller one and good fish. We were all excited and, man, that means they're chewing, they're hungry out here. And so perfect timing. We had about 3 hours left in the trip and made the call to stay out there and not mess around with anything else, you know, like trying to go catch grouper or anything. Mm. They wanted a big one, man. And, well, we set up that last, set up that last drift, buddy. And, you know, their bite is so subtle. I was taking a charter call. Mom and Dad are out of the country. They get back tomorrow. But I was taking a charter call and have my deckhand and the whole crew up there watching the pitch rod. And, boy, I'm on the phone call, and I see that little flicker on that rod tip, buddy.
Uh-oh.
And I said, I'm going to have to – sorry, brother. I'm going to have to call you back. I ran up there, and I said, y'all see that? No, what the hell are you – wait, I mean, what the heck are you talking about? I don't see nothing up there. And sure enough, man, I dropped it back to him about 20 foot, slid the drag up. I said, watch. Ding, ding. There he goes again. We fed it back to him two or three times and threw the boat in gear, locked the drag down, and started cranking like we our lives depended on it.
Awesome.
And got hooked up on it, man. It was a great fish. It finished off our trip. Right around the 2 hour, we fought it about 2 hours. Got it right into the boat, man. It was awesome.
Swordfish steak tonight.
Swordfish steaks, brother. Swordfish steaks. So feels good, man. Feels really good. Had a couple trips where we, you know, caught a couple of them on one trip, and you know. Up until the first time we did that, it just felt like we were getting lucky out there, you know?
Yeah.
Really just going out there with a prayer and a general idea of, you know, how we're going to fish them and where the drift is. And, man, once we caught two, you know, on one trip, two good ones, started feeling like, man, okay, maybe we got a little something going here, you know? And this last trip, we got two as well, so... You know, the last couple trips, we've had a few double headers on there, and it feels great. All that, so let me tell you, man, we went out there 5-6 times in the beginning and, you know, either pulled hooks or struck out. So it feels really good kind of learning
that's
those fish.
And some people, they'll make 3 or 4 trips and never get a bite.
That's it. Well, it's awesome, man. It's definitely a new area for me and something that I feel really passionate about, getting out there and doing that kind of sword fishing game. And so I'm excited to see what the rest of this year brings. And I'm really excited because it's a year-round fish.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I mean, that's awesome. I love my wahoo, and wahoo's great for 2 months. I love my mahi. Mahi's great for 2 months, you know, and I love all these things, but man, that swordfish, you can go in Christmas or you can go in the middle of summer and have just as much luck.
Have a shot at them, sure.
Yeah. So that is really appealing for me.
What are you
know?
Using for bait on those swords?
Man, so I've had my best luck with squid tentacles. big old long, you know, foot and a half long tentacles.
Right.
You see a lot of people using bonita bellies. You see a lot of people using mahi bellies. You see a lot of people using, you know, whole squid, pre-rigged squid, and I mean all kinds of stuff. I'm gonna tell you this: if you're dropping down there and you got something nice and fresh on there, and it's presented right, man, those lights are what, you know, really pulls their bill out of the dirt. You know, you got to have them flashing lights.
Glow sticks or what?
We use these water activated little dome lights, man, and I'll put one on there called the Disco Party, and I'll pair that with a. I'll pair that with a flashing white or a flashing blue is my favorite.
Yeah.
But I think it's really all about just sending that bait all the way down and getting that light in the strike zone and, you know, catching their attention.
Yeah, I've never fished for swords. I had a good friend that always did, a lawyer buddy of mine, and he'd have me, you know, save him trout bellies. He used to rig those.
No way.
Yeah, he'd use trout bellies.
No way.
Something I'd just discard, you know, because the way I make my cut at the anal fin and then go up to the gills.
Sure.
One complete piece with a bladder and everything in it still. And cool. I'd Ziploc up about, you know, 6 in each gallon bag. And next time I'd see him, I'd take them to him. And he caught a lot of swords on those using trout bellies.
That's incredible, man. That's incredible. Like I said, I don't think they're super, super, you know, finicky. It's just about, you know, I think the toughest part of sword fishing is getting a good drop down there. Yeah, you know, you got a lot going on.
Down on the fish, yeah. Getting.
Yeah, you got to let out 2,000 foot of line and pray to God that it doesn't tangle up on itself. And
oh, what a mess that'd make.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And that's the part of it. You know, we've drifted for an hour with no bites and decided to reel in, and guess what? The leader's wrapped around itself because, you know, the sacrificial weight took a while to come off, or maybe it was falling faster than the cannonball. You know, a lot of factors, man.
Yeah, it is.
A lot of factors.
A lot more complicated than throwing a jig or a topwater out catching a trout, so.
Oh, gosh, yeah, but...
Well, that's cool, Sharky. You know, I'm glad for you.
Thanks,
I'm glad,
man.
You're doing good, brother. Well, hey, look, if somebody wants to get with y'all and come down and stay in your beautiful place or even just go fishing, show up for a day trip, how do they get a hold of you, man?
Absolutely, man. They could hop on Google us at Outcast Charters Galveston. Also, please check out our event center. It's Bayside Event Center. From corporate outings, multi-boat corporate trips to weddings to birthday parties, you name it, we can accommodate it all right here at Bayside Event Center in Galveston, Texas. We'd love to have you guys, and stop on by when you see us out here filleting fish, and would love to say hello.
Do a little bird dogging and ramp hawking.
All right, there you go, man. Brother. All right, buddy. We're going to go get them this morning.
Have a safe day. You bet, bud. See you, man.
Thanks, man. I'll talk to you Saturday.
All right,
see you, bud.
All right, let's hop up to Sam Raber now. Let's check in with our good friend Randy Dearman. Hey, Randy, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning there, Captain Mick. How you doing this morning?
Couldn't be better. It's all good, my friend.
Oh, these cool mornings feel nice, don't they?
They really do. It's just, I love this time of year. It's really nice.
It heats up pretty warm, though.
Yeah, it warms up later in the day, but the mornings are so nice.
They really are. My favorite time of year.
Yeah, it is.
We need a little rain up here. Need to put some water back.
I'm telling you, brother, the whole state needs it. It's hard to believe.
Yep. You know, we had the big drawdown for them to work on the dam, and then ain't had no rain. It'll come, though.
Yeah, when we don't want it. You can use it now. It's never there when you need it or want it.
Ain't that the truth?
That's a fact.
That's Mother Nature. We just got to live with it.
Texas living.
That's it. We catching a decent mess of crappie, Mickey. bass fished a little while the other morning, and didn't catch no big ones, kind of mess of them, but
no
seeing
big.
lots of these people hauling stands and tractors and stuff around up here. They all ready for the big deer scene. Of course, there's already a bunch of bow hunters out there.
Yeah, I'm looking at your lake right now. It's 8 feet below pool now.
Yeah, it's
as of the 12th, it's down to 156.39.
Yeah, I put in. I'm putting in over at the public by the pavilion over there now. I can get out of Mill Creek here, but you got to stay right in that little old ditch.
Yeah.
You know, you don't, you'll be stuck out pushing. I see them every day that I was still putting in over there. I'd be going out. Of course, I know exactly how the ditch runs. And see one look like he wants to go right out in the middle. You know, the ditch ain't out in the middle. It's over on that right-hand side. You get out of pretty good ways.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know, she'll feels good in the mornings out there. Put on a little hood shirt, make the run, and then won't be long. You'll be pulling it off, wanting a little breeze blowing on you.
I'm with you. Well, that's a time of year we could use a little bit cooler weather down here on the coast. We're still, but it's nice. Don't get me wrong. It's very nice in the mornings.
Mm-hmm.
Just warms up a little in the afternoon, which is still, anything's better than 95 every day or 97, 99. We'll take it. Good weather pattern we're in right now. Got a chance of rain tomorrow, believe it or not. So
I've seen that.
50% chance here in Galveston, but I don't know what it is. It's going to be up in the Piney Woods.
20-30%, something like that.
Yeah.
I ain't doing nothing today. I guess I'll change line on a bunch of reels, get them back in shape.
Yeah.
Couple of them the other day, they was one swing at crappie over the boat and line broke. That tells me that probably they've been sitting in the sun too long, huh?
The sun takes its toll on fishing line. It does. On everything, including us.
Yeah. Ain't that the truth?
All right, Randy. Well, hey, man, if somebody wants to call you about getting in and getting a crappie trip in or a bass trip before, you know, you light out of here and go to Mexico and deer hunt, how they get a hold of you, buddy?
936-328-0864. If they want to catch a mess of crappie to carry the deer lease and fry, give me a call.
Oh, that sounds good. Crappie fry. All right, buddy. Well, Randy, you have a good one. Good talking to you. Appreciate the update.
Yes, sir. Talk to you, Mick.
See you now. Bye. All right, later. All right. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.